Yeah, got a new show for y'all. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. AKA Happy Tyranny Day. Hey, we're throwing a sale. Black Fridays matter. You get 25% off. And I want to trigger the black liberals with a good discount code. What he say? Did he say Black Fridays matter? Oh, man, he's poking fun at us. You're damn right I am. All lives matter, but Black Fridays matter too. That's why I'm giving you 25% off.
Yeah.
Let's start the show.
All right, Pennsylvania legislature had some hearings on these voting irregularities.
Yeah, man.
I like that word, irregularities.
Yeah, it's no such a word in the liberal dictionary, though.
Yeah. Every
election. They be saying every vote matters. How stupid are you to say that all votes matter? What if his name is Jose Alvarez and he's a resident of Mexico? Does his vote matter? What about Tyrone Biggins? What if he votes and he's been dead 30 years? Does his vote matter? Hell no, not all votes matter, just the legal ones.
Yeah. What if a white supremacist came from Russia?
Yeah.
And his name is, I don't know any Russian names. Sergey
Begnikov.
Shitnikov. What if Sergey Shitnikov, white supremacist, migrated here illegally and voted?
Does his vote matter? No. What if a dude breaks out of prison and votes? And he's in prison for murder. Does his vote matter? Hell no, because it's a conflict of interest.
It's a conflict of interest.
This man is killing people.
He shouldn't be making.
I don't think he should have the right to say how I live my life. Especially when he's breaking out of prison.
Hey, all right, let's get to the topic at hand.
I'm just saying, man, not all votes matter, you liberal moron. Yeah. Only the legal ones.
Yeah, stop beating that dead horse.
No, these liberals are stupid, man.
You still beating that horse, man? That horse dead and gone.
I'm telling you, man, these damn liberals, they got half a brain, man.
All right, look here. All right, I'll just show you the video.
So at the very beginning of the chart where there's a circle that says on election day, what that indicates is there is a spike in loaded votes, 337,000 plus or minus of some votes that were added in there in one big batch. So that was an anomaly in the reporting. Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up, not any big spikes. That's kind of what Greg was talking about, the anomalies of loading and uploading those votes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct. This is 337 votes, 337,000 votes in that.
In that period of time?
Yes.
And when you look at this entire curve with all these spikes, can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 570,000 that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200.
500 some thousand votes to 3,200. That don't make sense. That is one major irregularity, man.
Let me ask you liberals this. Let's say if the vote went the other way, wouldn't y'all be like, what the fuck? Y'all would do that, right?
I would. Anybody with a liberal brain would. Half a brain would.
Could you imagine being a Republican poll watcher? All right, let's count the votes.
Yeah.
Trump took this one.
Yeah.
Let's count. What you got?
I got Biden on this one.
All right, next.
Biden.
Next.
Biden.
Just call them out.
Biden, 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 Biden.
Wait a minute. You got to be crazy as hell. So every 2,000 votes, Trump get one vote?
Yeah. What the hell? Wait a minute. For every 2,000 Biden get, Trump only gets one?
Y'all don't find that to be
That sounds like to me a statistical impossibility. 2,000 votes for Biden, one for Trump. 2,000.
And that same ratio went for the next 600,000 votes.
After they had got 40% of the the vote counts in.
Yeah, so
it was. They said he was leading by, I think it was between 600,000 to 800,000 votes. He was
well leading ahead. He was leading by 600,000 votes. Once they got counting all these votes, the ones they were talking about,
he
took the lead.
And keep in mind, there was no Republican observers.
Hey, but and you know what's funny, man? I wouldn't have it if I was a Democrat and I was counting the votes. I wouldn't have no Republican there. It's 2,000 to every Trump's one vote. Why would you have a Republican now? Because that Republican would be like, man, what the hell is this? Let me see that damn ballot.
Yeah, let me see that. Let me see the envelope. Let me see the when it was postmarked. Let me compare some signatures.
Yeah.
You know, I wanna analyze.
Yeah.
And that's law. You have to do that.
Yeah, but look, this was not a court of law. This was no judges. It was just in front of the state legislature to point out the evidence that the Trump team found.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm hoping I'm hoping all this comes out, but I'm a little skeptical because look at the last 5 years, what Democrats have got away with in this country.
Yeah. We're trying to get a little investigation, just a little investigation until Dominion voting and why the Republican observers went there. I mean, that shouldn't cost a lot of money. Look at the Democrats and the FBI. They spent over $30 million investigating our president for Russia collusion with nothing more than a fake dossier, a fake document that was put together to investigate Trump.
Yeah, they didn't find any evidence after spending $32 million, around $30 million.
Yeah,
FBI investigated, right? The only thing they found was the dossier, the warrant that they used to get to investigate our president was bogus.
Yeah.
Everything in there that they gave to the judge to sign off on the warrant so they can investigate was bogus.
Yeah. I mean, just give us a cup of meal. That's all I need. Just a cup of meal. I don't need $32 million. I just want $1 million to go towards this investigation because this is very important. This is,
this is
going to ruin our democracy. If
democracy,
democracy.
Put that extra R in there. You said democracy.
I'm getting excited. Look, this is very important to our democracy, man. If you don't investigate this, if you don't legitimize, I mean, it's impossible for you to legitimize votes that wasn't able to be observed by a Republican observer. You have to throw those ballots out.
Well, let the judge.
That's the law.
Let the judge determine that.
Yeah.
That's what I would think the judge would say.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, if you get a real judge, not a political hack in there, somebody that's actually there that's going to read the law and interpret the law how it was written, don't use a political agenda to fit your own agenda when you reviewing that law.
Yeah.
Review that law and interpret that law how it was written, not with your political biases. That's what I want.
Yeah, long story short, my point is this. I'm still keeping a positive attitude about this, that the truth will come out. But like I said, over the last 5 years, look at all the stuff Democrats have did and gotten away with in this country last 5 years. And I'm just waiting for Republicans to start stepping up.
They even impeached our president for a phone call.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the things they've did to us, that the left has did to society. Look at what mainstream media.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the lies. I mean, the Covington kids.
Yeah.
Look at that lie.
And the left-wing media, they're censoring anything about this topic.
Yeah.
Election fraud.
I mean, the things that big tech has gotten away with.
These Democrats have gotten away with. These dudes are smart, though. They control the media.
They control Hollywood.
They control Hollywood. I mean, they're just smart. I mean, they're smart, but we got to be smarter than this.
Yeah.
I would think.
I mean, it's just amazing, man. It's just, I mean, I'm going to keep a positive mindset.
I'm just waiting.
Nobody jump to conclusions. Don't jump to conclusions. Just wait and see how things play out. Be patient.
This is a start, though. This is a start. I mean, the other swing states, they're going to have some hearings in front of their legislatures as well. I forget what states it was, but it was these swing states where they had this Dominion vote and so forth.
Yeah, let me just say this. If a vote came in and a Republican observer was unable to review that and compare signatures and analyze those documents that came in, if you cannot certify that, you have to throw it out. That's the law. And I hope then judges enforce that. And people that was counting these votes, they know the law. They knew a Republican should have been there. They broke the law. So guess what? Those votes are illegal. You can't verify them.
Common sense would tell you that that's what they would do, but we'll just have to wait and see. I still got my hopes up.
That's the right thing to do if there was for Biden or Trump. I mean, it's just the right thing. We have that law for a reason.
Yeah.
To avoid fraud. If you don't have both people there to observe the vote count, You have to throw that vote. I would say it if Republican counted a vote and a Democrat wasn't there to observe it,
yeah,
throw it out because that Republican knows better. We have laws. You have to follow the laws. The Democrats in these liberal-ran cities, they didn't obey the law.
Yeah.
You have to throw those votes out because you're opening this election up to fraud, and they know that.
I would think so.
A good man would think that way. A good woman. A patriot would think that way.
Not a liberal.
But some people...
Not a modern-day liberal, man.
Yeah, but some people, they're like, I want my candidate to win at all costs because he's the right candidate.
At what cost, man? Yeah. Everything that's horrible that happened to all societies, it was done by the hands of a big socialist government. And that's what the liberal agenda is, big government.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But y'all think they're the good guys. Just look at it from an open mindset. You have to listen to both sides. Always listen to both sides. And when it comes down to this election, if anything is out of the ordinary, rules were broken, you have to burn those votes. You have to throw them out because you can't legally certify. That's all we want here on the right. It's just all the legal votes counted. All the rules followed.
I want an audit.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Not only a vote, an audit of every vote.
What does it matter if you're counting votes and you're not auditing them?
Yeah.
You're just counting a fake vote. That's like counting fake money. I got $9,000. Now let me audit that money. That shit's fake. She throw that out.
I don't care how many times you count that fake money. It's not going to become real.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times you count that fake ballot. It's still a fake ballot. It's still fraud. It doesn't count.
Yeah. Like I said, the worst things in history has been done with what they felt was good intentions. I want us to follow democracy, the rule of law.
Yeah.
And if Biden won
legally,
then so be it. I'm still good. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But if he didn't win fair and square, this dude just passed over 80 million votes.
Nobody's ever done that.
This dude didn't even come out of his basement. He got more votes than Obama, and Obama was seen as the Messiah to a lot of people.
He brought people together.
He didn't. He kind of brought people together. He brought the left together.
I mean, just to prove everybody.
People,
man,
on the right really didn't never like Obama. They seen him for what he is, a socialist, globalist.
Yeah. I mean, I voted for him too when I was an idiot, when I was a liberal idiot. But Obama, he helped show me what the Democrats actually are. Bunch of fools. Bunch of idiots.
And it also showed me this country and is racist, as the left makes it out to be. How does a black man
gets elected in a white racist society? That's impossible. That is an impossibility.
Yeah, it's like it's an impossibility for Trump to get 3,200 votes to 570,000. That is impossible.
That is an irregularity.
You could go to a prison filled with number black people and you cast ballots, Trump's going to get more votes than that.
In a prison.
The only reason why I make that comparison is because black people typically, from year to year, they vote at a 90% plus clip for Democrats. That's why I made that analogy. Not that I'm trying to be racist.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's racist just like those white people are.
Yeah, he would at least got 5% of that vote.
Yeah.
According to these statistics that they shared with the Pennsylvania legislature, he got less than 1% of the mail-in ballots in these liberal cities.
I know.
Less than 1%. He's guaranteed at least 5% if all of them were black. How the hell did that man get 1%?
Yeah. All right, I'm done. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Turnip Day.
Yeah, and if the cops show up to your house because you got 30 people and do not open the door, that's your rights. They need a warrant before they knock down that door. They ain't going to knock down your door.
Yeah. But, hey, you black liberals, if you get dragged out of your house by a white racist police officer, you had it coming. You voted for this. You voted for the left.
You voted for Democrats.
And they want your black ass arrested for Thanksgiving.
Good show. Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.